Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Allison Wolf, the RVP with Shaw Contract in the Atlanta area. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. I want to talk to you about last week's Atlanta showroom grand opening. We'll get to that in just a minute. We actually did a podcast 5 years ago, and you were focused in the healthcare senior living space around this underlayment sensor floor. You've spent your whole career at Shaw, right?
I have. I've pretty much been a student of flooring since I started with Shaw in 1994. So I've worked all throughout the organization and operations, quality, led our healthcare strategy for about 4 years before moving into this role as the regional vice president for Georgia. Amazing customers, accomplished sales team, and great leadership, many of who spent time in my role in the Georgia market.
Yeah, Georgia's, you know, the home state. You know, everybody knows who Shaw is in Georgia. Tell us, how's business?
Well, we're very excited about the activity happening in and around Georgia. I think we all have a little bit of nerves about what's going on with the international affairs, but around the specified projects, you know, they have a little bit longer timeline. We've got momentum behind them. The institutional segments are strong, and we've really been happy that the corporate work has also been strong in Georgia.
That's interesting. So we know that healthcare and education continue to do well, and you're saying corporate's got a little life in it. Tell me about that.
Yes, it absolutely does. So we're seeing not just a lot of movement around spaces in especially the big city of Atlanta, but we're also seeing larger end users continue to build out spaces for their employees come to kind of facilitate that return to work.
All right, back to work. So tell us about this showroom. I went to the one in 2015 and you've moved it, and I'm thinking it was probably a rented space and you found a better deal. Talk about why you moved it.
Yes, the new showroom is at 1055 Howell Mill Road. The previous location was over on Peachtree, and we were there for 10 years, which really seems impossible. I actually recall the opening party just like you. It seems like that was yesterday, but we were there for 10 years. So much had changed for the Atlanta market over those 10 years. We found ourselves needing more space, new multifunctional configurations to really support the needs of not only our team and our customers, but also our growing product line. When the lease got to the point where it was starting to get to renewal time, we made a search to see if there was a spot that would fit for us. And when we saw the community that Alan Morris had built, the Star Metals District, and the resources that that could offer, we just knew it was something we wanted to be a part of. We loved the craftsman and industrial heritage of the area, how they had transformed it into an area that has 24-hour energy all the time.
And it's not far from the old space, right?
No, it's about a mile and a quarter from the old space.
Yeah.
So it's still in the general area.
And the goal of a place like this is to have an inspiring, inviting place for the A&D community to come and work with Shaw on projects that they're looking at, right?
Yeah. One key function of the space is to drive community between us and our customers, whether that's our A&D customers, our flooring contractors, our end users. And we want them to come in and really experience who we are, who our culture is, see how we communicate our brand into the market. Obviously, it's a place they can come and see our flooring. They can design for their next project. They can make selections easier. And it doubles as a work hub for us. We've found that we use that space to host customers who are flying through Hartsville on their way to Cartersville, which is the hub of our commercial operations, when they're coming in for tours and visits. So we've supported clients from all over the globe so far and within the United States as a satellite to the Create Center, in addition to our local market.
So this is your office for Atlanta, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, tell us, I think you had a design firm do the interior design. Tell us about that.
We worked with Sims Patrick Studio, and they helped us design the space that was very welcoming, client first. We charged them with embodying our heritage, the Shaw heritage, and the culture of design with a little bit of an Atlanta twist on it, kind of embodying that Southern hospitality that we bring that's specific to our local market. And we really wanted, as much as you see the space, you see us through the design. When you come into the space, it's very rich with millwork. We have 7 distinct zones that move from open to private. We have a design library, a design lounge, some multi-purpose open areas, a conference getaway, some individual collaboration rooms, and a large hospitality bar and kitchen that can support events. The team and the client favorite, I would say, is really an expansive sample room in the back. It's easily accessible, stocked with about 85% of everything our line has in it, ready to make project selections.
Are you serving sweet tea? You say you've kind of tied to that Southern thing.
We are. Yeah, we really embody that hospitality piece into the design because we want our customers to come in and immediately feel like home. We want them to feel like we're a place of relaxation, knowing that we have work ahead of us that we need to accomplish.
All right, you talked about millwork. Tell us what's on the floor. I'm thinking you might even, because, you know, at the Create Center, you've got a hardwood floor in the entrance hall.
We do have hardwood, and that is a part of our line. We have most of our products that are made in Georgia on the floor. So we have a lot of our LVT that's made right in Ringgold, Georgia, that's completely recyclable. We really did try to highlight on sustainable options all throughout the space, so that made perfect sense. We have many of our new collections that are on our EcoWorks backing, so you'll find 6 or 7 new collections highlighted and installed throughout the space, in addition to walls that display all of our porcelain offering, and then, of course, all of our samples that we lay out into the big open space to see those products in repeat.
So if somebody's popping through Atlanta and has a couple hours to burn and they're friends with Shaw, they can just come by and use it as a workspace, right?
Yes, we built in, as I said, those collaboration rooms, and we've had customers and clients come in and actually work in our space because they were in the area for one reason or another. That the area where we are is so rich with restaurants and retail and things to do. So if they're meeting someone for dinner after the workday, they come to the area early, they'll pop up into our space and do some work.
So last Thursday, what kind of incentive did you have to make sure you had a big crowd?
Yes, luckily for us, we have a very engaged, a very accomplished sales team in the Atlanta market that is highly connected, and we had a very large crowd. It was a diverse clientele. The response was overwhelming. We actually used not just our space, but our building has what I consider one of the most beautiful terraces in all of Atlanta. So we allowed our clients to not only experience our space, but also what our building has to offer. The feedback was really, really positive. I think people found it easy to find us. They found it relaxing to come over, and we hope we really displayed that Southern hospitality.
All right, Allison. Well, I appreciate you giving us a rundown on what Shaw's doing in Atlanta with their new showroom. Again, been talking to Allison Wolf, the RVP with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.